Good morning.
What does Barack Obama's victory mean to you?
I think that we have just chosen as a country a really remarkable person to be our next president. I think he's demonstrated in the course of this campaign just incredible ability to inspire, an incredible ability to lead, a calmness about him, an intelligence about him that it really takes to be a good president. And it also means that this is a very historic moment in the United States. This is one of these things that, you know, when they write the history books and 100 and 200 years from now, they're studying about American history. What we witnessed on Tuesday the 4th was a day that is going to be one of those very major moments in American history.
What does it mean in a place like Wisconsin, especially a state where we have paper mills and car factories closing down?
Well, it means a lot. You know, what it means is that after having 8 years of really no domestic policy at all, I mean, could anybody really tell us what the current administration's manufacturing policy is or what they're trying to accomplish? I think we are going to replace that with a president and an administration that's going to be very focused on how you rebuild manufacturing in this country. Not necessarily the old manufacturing that we've had, but new modern manufacturing where we make things and build things. And we have huge opportunities to do it and that Barack Obama has laid out and talked about, and certainly around the area of energy independence, of really building an energy independent infrastructure. We can put a lot of people to work in this country doing something that we really invest in our future. So I know we are now going to move to an administration that's really going to be focused on how we do have put people to work and doing work that really adds value to the country. And that's compared to, you know, what we've really suffered under now, which is 8 years of just neglect on these very, very important issues.
Any word yet on you possibly serving in the Obama administration?
No, and nobody should hold their breath. I mean, I'm not trying to. I am not angling for it in any way. Believe me, there's a lot of that going on, as you can imagine. What I really look forward to doing is being governor of Wisconsin. We're going to go through a very, very difficult couple of years in this country and in this state. And I intend to be governor during that period of time and to do it in a way where we really are working with the White House. I've had 6 years of often having to work against the White House on major issues, manufacturing, competitiveness, education, building high-tech economy. I'm really looking forward to being governor at a time when we're working with the White House on those very important issues.
And here in Madison, you'll be working with both houses of the legislature, and we have the state budget coming up. How much easier will a Democratic majority be for you in crafting a state budget?
Well, it will be much easier, although let me just say this is going to be probably the hardest budget that this state has had maybe since the Great Depression, and we're not alone. It's happening in every state across the country right now, except a couple of them that happen to have oil or gas reserves. But this is going to be a very, very tough budget, but with the Democrats, it means we're past this time where the Republicans just say no to everything except their very conservative social agenda. With the Democrats in leadership, I'm confident that even in these very, very hard times, we're going to have to make tough decisions. We're going to have to cut a lot of things. We're going to have to be very frugal. But we at least will stay focused on what our great priorities are, on how we make sure we protect education even in this hard time, and how we assure that higher education is affordable, and how we make sure that our basic health care plans are in place. We may not be able to do much new over the next couple of years because of the financial, the economic situation of this country, but we're going to really work to make sure we protect the things that are most important to us.
You've pledged in past budgets not to raise taxes. Is that a promise that you can make this time?
Well, let me just say that's what I spend every minute working on, is how to do this and do it in a way that doesn't raise taxes. We don't know what the depth of this deficit is yet, and we still won't know it for a while. I think everybody's trying to figure out where the American economy is going. But, you know, our first instinct has to be to make you know, cuts, and they're going to be very painful because we've made a lot of them already. But I will also say we cannot allow ourselves to devastate our schools or to make students have to pay 25% more in tuition. We just can't do those things. We've got to keep moving forward here as a state, and we've got to keep investing in education. But certainly I'm going to do, you know, everything humanly possible to get us through this without, you know, having people pay, you know, the general taxes going up in the state.
I wanted to ask you about a couple of your initiatives, too, at the state level. One would be a statewide smoking ban. Now, that was stopped in the Democratic-controlled Senate last time, but are things different now, and can the climate allow it to pass this time?
Well, I think they are, and I think with the Democratic legislature, we have a much better chance of it. While the Senate had some issues with it, it was really the Republican Assembly that simply said they weren't ever going to even compromise on anything. They just weren't going to ever let it happen at all. So now I think we know that there's strong support for it statewide, and with both houses Democratic, I think we have a much better chance of seeing it passed.
What does the Democratic majority mean for your idea of drunk driving checkpoints in Wisconsin?
Well, that's never been a particularly partisan issue. I mean, there have been Democrats for it and against it, and Republicans for it and against it. Again, I think that together with making third-time drunk driving a felony are ways that we, you know, can continue. This is something I have worked on since my days as a district attorney, and I think we need to continue to take the steps to keep our roads safe. And you know, people are in greater danger from a drunk driver striking them really than from, you know, a burglar coming in your house.
Governor Doyle, thanks for being with us.
All right, thank you.